they told me I could get some food there, but I'm at the moment. I don't know if they do 2,500 people. That's right. All right. No being a quorum, I'm going to call to order the KPFK local station board meeting, March 17th, 7 o'clock. We're not being recorded, are we? So there's no need to go through all this. At the UCLA Downtown Labor Center, I'm calling the meeting to order, and I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Okay. This is the roll. Ray Dennis here. Jay Olson.
Hello.
Amir. Maria Arruian.
Here.
Good. Rodrigo Argueda.
Yes.
Good. Lydia Brazone.
Here.
Good. Marie Neary. Israel Poyer.
Here.
Good. Bill Gallegos.
Here.
Good. Sherman Bluff.
Here.
Good. Dan Goodman. Terry Goodman.
Here.
Good. Kimberly King.
Here.
Good. Sonali Palankar. Arturo Lemus.
Here.
Good. Casey McCall, Al Pinsky, Ed Curl, good, Ray LaCourte,
yes.
Good, Margaret Fresca,
here,
good, Julie Rodriguez, Madeline Schwab, Donna Warren, Don Wright,
here,
Lamania Keith, that's it.
Okay, we're on agenda item one. We've called to order, call of the roll. Welcome to everyone, to listener sponsors and to listeners and to members of the board. We're pleased to be at the UCLA Downtown Labor Center, which is the center of a lot of extraordinary organizing, not only here, hotel workers and Unite, the formerly International Lady Garment Workers, and also they merged with the Amalgamated Clothing Workers. So there are a lot of unions in this building, a lot of auxiliary organizing. We're very proud to be here, and we're deeply grateful to their willingness to have us here. Okay, let's go on with agenda item one. Review and approval of the agenda. The agenda was issued a few days ago, and I didn't really get much reaction. In fact, basically none. So I'm going to have people look at the proposed agenda. You're frowning. Did you react?
I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it online.
Oh.
We got it.
Yeah, we got it. Several days ago, we put it up. So,
it was terrific.
Oh, thank you. And I want to acknowledge the work of the committee, structure, and governance, who played a major role. They actually, in their meeting, worked on the agenda. If there are no changes or additions or other proposals, the chair would entertain a motion. Yes.
With respect to old business,
yes.
I seem to recall that the chair promised that the Weil motion would be first and the Radford motion second at our next meeting. So I'd like to move that old business be resequenced in that manner. Additionally, I had a motion tabled on board training,
yes,
that has dropped, and I think that should be last after the report to the listener.
All right.
So I shall move on that.
Okay. Let's see if we can do this without formal motion. Is there any objection to putting the Weil motion first and the Radford motion second?
In that section?
In that section, it would actually be under old business agenda item 8 and the Terry Goodman motion on board training.
Weil motion is
first. No, it's not first. It's actually it's third.
Oh, making it first in that whole section.
That's right.
Got it.
Is there any objection to that change? Seeing no objection, that change will be made. Now the agenda as altered.
With board training.
With board training being, that would be actually
last in old business.
Last, and it would be 11. No, not 11. It would be F.
Yep.
Board training would be F. Any other action on the proposed agenda? Lydia.
The whole the agenda item where we add more out-of-state members to the committee to this meeting and accept applications for the
Yes, I'll tell you where it is.
Tell me where it is so that I can.
It's agenda 8. Well, it's actually B, but it's B, listener sponsors on finance and GM evaluation. We could expand that to listeners.
Yeah, the only thing is, it's only because it was something that I don't know if you saw my email this afternoon, but during the service committee, we didn't, take up everything that we had proposed, and when we had in the
Okay. please, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at agenda item 8, there are two
8s.
Okay. Yeah, that's on purpose.
This is certainly
not. Yeah. I'm sorry?
1A is just NB.
Yeah.
Don, you know what? I'll just add it to the structure committee reporting and we can take it up in there.
Well, I think.
Just that I have the form for. Is there structure and government committee?
There is.
Yeah.
It wasn't dealt with there, but no. If there are no structure governance members who object to that, we'll do it that way.
Okay.
And unfortunately, my computer went a little crazy here, so I have 2 8s. So we'll just adjust in our minds when we get there. I have 2 agenda item 8.
First 8, second 8.
That's right.
Oh, it was fixed online.
What?
It was fixed on the website.
Oh, what? Yeah. Ed.
I'm just curious. I thought we intended to have old business come very high up on the agenda. Everyone wanted that. And here it is, way down. And I don't understand why.
Okay, do you want to make a concrete proposal? Okay. I'm going to treat this as a proposal that the body should give. So, Ed's proposal is that old business go up. The general manager is not here yet, so we'll be moving ahead until she gets here. That it go up to the top as agenda item 3. Is there any discussion around this proposal?
I support it.
Okay.
Normally, that's been built in agendas, open.
Okay. Those in favor of moving that to number 3, just raise your cards or hands. It's a purple card. I think future card. Okay. Cards down. Those opposed. Okay. It's unanimous that that be the case.
I'm saying too.
Okay.
That's still unanimous.
Okay. You know what? We
Lydia, that was the second line, and you said you supported it.
Right. But the secretary does need a comment, I think. So I'm not sure that we really do. There seems to be an overwhelming sense that we are changing the agenda.
Were there
long reach?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You took the attention because it's way over.
No, I don't mean that. I mean overblown.
Yeah. Oh, overblown, anyway.
All right.
Yeah. It's not a real piece of business. We're going to just change the agenda. There were two extensions. Anything else then as altered?
Do we have a timekeeper?
No.
Just an attendance item, as I was driving here, I received two cell phone calls, one from Adam Schwab, who's not feeling well.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So we will actually, later, we will hop here to the excuse. That is true. Okay. The chair would entertain a motion then to approve the agenda as altered.
Point of order.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
There's no place in the agenda for approval of minutes that I can see.
Number one at the end.
Yeah. Withdrawn.
That's right. Okay, yes.
Our treasurer,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, you should take a seat with us, absolutely. Welcome, Casey. Yes. We actually had heard the call of the roll today.
No.
But you did. Okay, now let's go back to the vote. Those in favor of accepting the agenda as altered, raise your card. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, opposed. Abstained. Okay, 14, 0, 0. Okay, approval of LSB minutes.
Well, there's two sets.
Okay, one moment. You're presenting minutes.
Yeah, the minutes for the meeting of February 5th, 2005 were distributed. If you'll look at them so we can approve them.
They were distributed on email these minutes, and they also are in front of you. A hard copy is in front of you. Right. Now, let's go. Is there a motion to, just so we can debate, we can...
I move approval of those minutes.
Of those minutes. Is there a second? Okay, now discussion. Chair recognizes Terry.
Well, it doesn't end here. After we've handled these minutes, there are older minutes.
Okay, so we're only looking at February 5, 05. Any further discussion of these minutes that were distributed and also published? Seeing no further discussion, the moved and seconded, they be adopted, accepted. All those in favor, raise your card. Yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're not voting.
No, no, no.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. Opposed? Abstaining? 2 abstentions?
I didn't read that.
Okay,
I would like to commend the chair for the excellent
minutes. The secretary.
I wish I could accept that. You need the secretary. The chair, and I think all members of the body, acknowledge the comments commending the secretary for a good job. Very good. Chair recognizes Perry.
Okay, minutes of the meeting of June 19th, 2004 were distributed via email before our last meeting. The approval was tabled at that meeting. You do not have copies in front of you because I can't afford to print them, but I'm moving approval of those minutes June 19th, 2004, which are this six.
Is there a second to the motion?
Did you also send them out by email?
Yes.
I move.
There's a second. If it moves a second, if the piece be approved. Discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll go right to a vote. Just give us the date again of those.
June 19th, 2004.
June 19th, 2004. Those in favor of approving those minutes, raise your card. One.
No, you don't.
Yours is not up, Arturo, right? Oh, yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Opposed? Abstaining? Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six.
No, we didn't have any notes.
Those are approved. Are there any other minutes to approve? Seeing that there are none, let's move to the agenda. Comments by the chair. We're going to go through this very, very quickly because I have quite a few items that there'll be just a few seconds each. Oh, excuse me, a timekeeper. This is really important tonight because we're going to hold people to a very rigid time consideration. Who has a watch with a second hand who could be very, very velvet hammer? Is there? Yes, Arturo?
If I can figure out how to work it.
You have a second hand. Okay, let's note carefully at the time.
There's two hands. Okay, the first and second hand.
Oh.
I can second hand clothes.
The chair will rule out order any bad jokes, the good ones will leave. Okay, let's do this, go through this quickly. I'm going to ask all members to make themselves a mailing label. I'm going to send you all copies of the papers we collected at the town hall meeting. These would be listener input. I'm just going to send you, all of you, every copy. And you can see what listeners are identifying as the committee they're interested in. And you can call out those that you need to contact for your committee. So very legibly with the numbers really clear, block letters and so on. And then we'll send a copy of these listener input forms to each of you. Secondly, I'm going to propose, I actually suggested this and I got no adverse reaction. I'm going to propose the LSB postpone voting on permanent secretary and treasurer to the April meeting, that I announce the postponement in the name of the board during comments, that we extend the on-air announcement recruiting candidates into early April. We inform the four candidates who have applied that they should plan to be at the April meeting and do the same for any new candidates who apply, and that I appoint a special election committee and poll watcher and tellers well before the April meeting to facilitate the election, inasmuch as some people on the board have an interest in the election. The reason for this, our agenda tonight was very full. Candidates had not been alerted in time to be prepared to make a statement to the board. Also, a team is not completely in place to facilitate the election. And some have said they didn't think the on-air announcements have run quite long enough. I received no opposition to this proposal that I posted. So unless there is opposition now, I'll just simply move ahead. Is there any opposition? Seeing none, then we'll go ahead and continue the on-air announcement and extend the deadline into just the first few days of April. Maria?
I have heard or read, I don't remember the email, or somebody said something about making it clear that these are unpaid positions.
Yeah, I saw that.
And maybe in the following on-air announcements, that could be something made clear so people don't think they're applying for a job that they're going to get paid for.
Okay, very good. The other thing is, there's some paper that you have for motions and amendments. I want to say that Deli, a friend of KPFK, and someone that we have great affection for and respect for, is being incarcerated at the present time in Lancaster at the Federal Immigration Detention Center. I've been working on this for a couple of weeks. Some of you received emails from me. I have an attorney who we were able to get a booking number, and an immigration attorney actually has found him in a federal detention center. So what we're going to do, the reason I'm announcing this is we're trying to get an immigration attorney who will work pro bono. We have needs for some, but they're limited so far in what they can do. They can't travel up there. Some of them are putting real limitations. So anyone who can help us, we'd like to also try to get a delegation to go up there and to see him as soon as we determine that non-family members can go in. I hate to say that he was actually taken into custody by Hawthorne Police February 20th.
Oh my God, for what?
I don't have any information about that. The only point I'm making is that he has been out of our loop for a long time. Some of us have got an alert very late, and because we don't see him every day, we weren't really aware of the crisis in his life. So I just want people to know that that's something that all of us are deeply concerned about. He's been a KPFK person for a long time. We can't take more time on the agenda, but I just want to make the board aware. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Should we agree that the on-air announcements will go around Secretary and Treasurer to April 6th?
Okay, and then the change is we
Well, we'll have to rewrite.
We'll
I think we'll rewrite text so that Eva doesn't have to handle that.
Okay, let's do it so that we don't have to postpone it again.
Well, we have no intention of postponing. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, the problem is last time that she didn't get the card.
No, that's not exactly true. Actually, that's all right. The announcements have been going on for quite a while.
Oh,
I thought they started.
Oh, okay, then no.
Yeah, okay. But April 6th is a date we can share. And I just want to say, I think the board would like us to also say very best wishes to Sherna as she has her medical attention. We're all going to be thinking of you. We'll be sending you cards so we can figure out exactly where to send them and so on. And we'll be in touch with you. Good luck on your medical procedure. Okay, that takes care of comments by the chair. Now, we're actually going to old business before the general manager's report. You know, actually, we take the general manager's report before old business because she's going to address an issue that is germane to old business, I believe. Yes. You didn't know that. So, if without objection, let's have the manager. Are you ready or should we?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Okay, this agenda item is 15 minutes, including questions and answers, so... Okay, and so, Arturo, we'll start the timing now. And let's give Eva a 3-minute warning. Well, we'd like to have questions and answers, so can you do the report in 10 minutes, or?
I'll find it. They can take the questions that people ask.
Okay.
I apologize for getting this report out today. March is the busiest month in the year, so we've been kind of challenging getting this report out beforehand. And I just want to thank the board for their participation in the orientation, the management strategy orientation, and the presentation is very positive and we're about to go with you. This is the start of the latest update presentation in our case of the economic. We succeeded golf again with a February fund drive at all levels and another $1 million fund drive. So the fund drive number today is $1,050,000 is the final number for the fund drive. Our performance rate is currently at 68.3%, which is kind of on track for the 85% of performance rate that we usually get during the fund drive. Our new members during the fund drive was a total of 3,227 units, and our cash flow is currently at 900,000. Major donors, we've seen quite a bit of increase in major donors since December of last year. Just for January, February, March, major donors is at 47,000. And I think we were, for the month of December, we were at 40,000 for major donors. And we budgeted for 147,000 for 05. Last year we didn't do telemarketing. We picked it up again this year because of the success that we see with KPFA in Berkeley. Earlier this year we had telemarketing campaign, so we started a telemarketing campaign just a couple of weeks ago, actually, a couple of days ago, March 13th. We're doing a direct mail campaign. The telemarketing campaign is to lapsed donors, as you can see there for 99 out of 2001. But our direct mail campaign is from 2001 to current, or to 2003. The LSB's already received this update, the FCC grant is finally after 2.5 years grant at the Malibu Minister that we applied for. And that keeps us the 15 to 20 mile radius down the CPH. And this is, we don't have anything signaled on CPH in Malibu, in our So this is a major issue for the station to be able to get out in Malibu. We don't have an update on San Diego yet. I believe the best way to go at this point is cable. And we are looking at the cost of cable for San Diego. Probably doing a massive marketing campaign in San Diego. I hope to talk to Jay Kugelman, so we're about to launch the phone club in San Diego so that we can at least get some service in San Diego. The CPB has granted each of the certificate stations a $15,000 grant for web acquisition services. And that money should be coming through in the next 2 weeks. It's any services that is not done by your paid staff, so your web streaming or your all those services that you pay for, which is really helpful to the station because we've expanded so much on the web. Talking about that, during the February fund drive, our web traffic increased to almost 4 million hits. And mostly it was direct to the shopping cart. I'm very proud to say that KPFK launched an English-Spanish version of the shopping cart during the fund drive, which was very successful. We have now translated the entire site into Spanish, and we will launch on April 4th. Thank you. all for the day that we will launch our new news format at the station. And we have started testing, because we've had so much input from our listeners, web updating at the station. We've had quite a bit of success over the last 2 weeks. So the plan is to do web updating of all public affairs shows within the next couple of weeks, getting them ready and up. So, Mother, this is Julia. All the public affairs shows. Many of you probably listened to some of the special programming we did during the month of March, which included the last World Cup in the Florida on the issue of gay marriage with some attendees before. We did the last World Cup from the African American Museum for the 10-year celebration of our African freedom for the consulate of South Africa. And this is the first time she did say we did something with the African American Museum. It was very good. And then on Saturday we'll be broadcasting from Congress March and Rally, and we're taking live feeds from New York, San Francisco, North Carolina, and some other places that I'll make one of the news on Saturday. A little bit more on KCSB is an affiliate of Pacifica and has been challenging played an integral role, or the general manager of KCSB played an integral role KPFK both historically and with the recent problems with Pacifica. And there's never been a relationship between KPFB and KPFK. And according to the GM there, the relationships were really bad for the last 15 years. So we kind of went to, I met with them about a year ago, and I think some of the challenge is what kind of relationship do you have with the affiliate section of Pacifica where there's no guidelines, there's no legal guidelines on the affiliate agreement. Some at the station feel that we should not be promoting another station even if it's an affiliate to Pacifica. It's a very controversial issue that needs some more discussion. Our management team met with the management team at KCSB on March 8th. We had a really successful meeting. And part of what we're going to do is collaborate on quality production between the stations when you can syndicate and cross-promote through events, etc. As well as the home club. KCSB has access to the theaters on the campus and we're going to launch, assist us in launching the home club in Santa Barbara. I firmly believe personally that the way to expand Pacifica is through our relationships with our affiliates. I don't believe that we're going to lose business to affiliates simply by promoting them when it's another public broadcaster. I'd rather promote another public broadcasting station and have listeners go to Air America. All these programs events, some of us really have to leave it at the top of our minds, so our producers were to our attention that that Easter weekend it was supposed to be March 26th. So we postponed the meeting, the all-day programmers, annual programmers meeting or workshop on April 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I would like to invite the LSD. I've extended the invitation before. I know some of the committees are working with us for preparing for that day. So we hope that you will be participating. We have a fundraiser on March 29th with Amy Goodman. Several of you are involved in the system. I appreciate your assistance.
29th or 31st?
31st.
I think it's 31st.
31st.
It is the 31st.
March 31st. It is March 31st. March 31st. And then we also have another fundraiser in April with Amy and Teresa Lee. So that's what's going on. Some of the community updates. On the very controversial hot day, we had a conference call following the February LSD meeting, and I believe the resolution there was that I should drop the letter to council. We had a conference call after that, and we had 22 members on that conference call, which included staff, LSD members, management, and a couple of other people. And following the conference call, the very next day, several LSD members called and said that after reading the correspondence about the hospital situation, they felt that shouldn't put something out. I've received probably a dozen different drafts from LSD members. They're there's been no consensus on the issue today, I send out a draft to the National Office and the National Authorities. We could not get any agreement from them. And for that reason, I did not put anything out. Also, looking at the hustler issue of May that just came out 3 days ago, there was nothing in about Adamarado or Patriot Camp. So I'm hoping that that's a good sign. So that's the update on hustler. I'll take any other questions or comments, also outside of what's on the report.
Okay, let's do a stack here. We have 10 minutes left.
Your name's 10 minutes ago.
5 minutes. Okay. Israel and then Sherna.
1 minute.
Let's have the body determine. Shall we ask people to limit to 1 minute on their comments?
One.
Okay. Arturo, could you also keep time? Israel.
Two quick follow-up questions. When you talk about new members, do you have any idea of old members who are lapsed or lost? How does it balance out in terms of our... Do you have any idea at all, even a ballpark figure?
Yes.
And the second question is, when you say 4 million on the web, is that what does that 4 million mean?
Yes.
Those are my two questions.
Do you want to take all the questions? Okay.
Okay.
She's making notes. Sherna?
In terms of the relationship with Jen Babichet's email, I wonder if that Coyote Radio that Corey has been involved in, if that's tied to that as well, if there's a way that we might be able to incorporate some of that program.
Okay. Any other comments, Ed?
Can't hear you.
I did not realize that you actually had written a letter and saw that an emotion tonight that maybe
ranging from anarchist views to people on East LA to
whatever, a very mixed crowd on that. And of course, our chair, Don White, is also there and has helped me out for the team. But he wanted to mention that as well in terms of KPFA's media sponsorship effect.
If I should just call on myself, after I left the
stage, self-mobilizing.
After I left the stage, actually, the aging heart was warmed by the reception. People, of course, did not know. Said, oh, are you with KPFK? Oh, this and that. They were very young people, one who has an incarcerated youth. They're trying to get him out of a very long sentence, and they have appeared on KPFK. I was really overwhelmed that so many people came up to us and thanked KPFK for being the media sponsor. I also, as long as we're giving kudos, the program from Leimert Park that featured Eva and Jackie Goldberg and others, I received a lot of very positive feedback on that program. Now, unfortunately, we can only pat ourselves on the back for a limited time here. Let's go to the answers to the questions that were posed by a board member.
Well, let me also say, I'm going to start with the voice of the fault of going on with the second question. So, while I am not sure, I don't have the numbers at the top of my head about how many lab members we have. But if you look at the second page of the report, it gives you it's a limited report that gives you a breakdown of renewals and exhibitions, different type of membership. I can compile the information and send it out to the LHC on those members.
Something comparative for the period.
I'll do a comparison then. And then Coyote Radio, we haven't had that discussion set up, but part of what I'm doing, part of this year, is going out to the different public, radio stations that have similar mission or support the mission of Pacifica. KDMR in Nevada wants KPK programming and news, so we're going to go up there. And several other radio stations, also Radio Bolivar, wants to exchange programming with us. They have a programming deal now with Mexico that happened in December where they were broadcasting on 30 radio stations in Mexico. So they're looking at taking KPK's spend and programming in Mexico. So there's a lot of good things happening, and we have to develop and foster this relationship with other independent media. I guess the Hockley issue will be discussed later on in just thank you for bringing up that. I think it was extraordinary that we were able to have credibility. Women's program to do Women's Day, International Women's Day, because it wasn't something we've done before. And the comments I've received that it was very well received. People were very encouraged by the beautiful English language International Women's Day program. And I also want to thank Margaret and Ada Bogato that produced the KPFK segment for the National Award Cup. There is something that we have blocked. Yes, I think we blocked it. I'm not sure where this comes up today, but the issue about budget adjustment and the need for KPFK to have paid producers, I'm not sure if that's going to come up in the financial discussion. Well, that's it for me, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and that is time has expired for that. Let's go now to the altered agenda. We're doing old business now. And the first item on the old business, and the reason I wanted Eva to speak first is that when I find my agenda, is the first item the issue of we changed that Flint Hustler magazine letter. Oh wait, excuse me, that's right. We decided the Harrison Wild and Leslie Radford motions would come first. Is there anyone prepared? The chair could do it if it's more necessary, but is there someone prepared to refresh our memories on Harrison Wild's motion? It has to do with giving to listener sponsors the That's power to place agenda items on our agendas if they collect a minimum number of signatures for an agenda item.
That's what I just handed you.
Oh, you did? Okay. I was speaking, so I'll hear you. Okay, let me do this then. Whereas the KPFK LSB wants to encourage grassroots participation, KPFK's governance, and whereas the KPFK LSB have quickly disposed of any motion that two-thirds of the LSB members think is unimportant, be it resolved that any written resolution signed by at least 12 KPFK members shall be placed on the agenda of the next LSB meeting if the resolution is presented to the chair or secretary of the LSB at least 14 days prior to the next meeting. That is the part of Wild. Yes.
Well, speaking against the motion, last year we ended up with a glut of motions and a hard time dealing with the motions that the people on the LSB proposed. And some people were trying to use the strength and not just flood the LSB with motions, because I think everybody has motions that they want to put forward. And so what I would propose to do is to table this motion until we have a procedure in place for dealing with the motions that the LSB members propose. Because as it is, we hardly have time to do, you know, the agendas that we, you know, scrape together. And although I like the idea of, you know, non-LSB members being able to contribute to the agenda, it seems to me that this kind of a motion is going to really could potentially bog us down in dealing with motions that we don't, you know, that are lower priority than the motions that we have to deal with, that we're already dealing with.
Okay. As I understand what you said, you made a motion to table.
Mm-hmm.
And a motion to table takes a second, I believe. So is there a second for the motion?
Yeah, comment.
Well, no, I think what we need to do is okay, it's been moved and seconded that the motion be tabled until a future time. Now, parliamentarians present, refresh my memory, it's not debatable.
That's right.
So we need to go to an immediate vote on the motion to table.
Yeah, I have a point. I have a question though. But does that mean that I think somebody can move it later in the agenda?
No.
It has to be a separate meeting.
Well, the motion to reconsider could be made by someone. Yes. All right, David.
When the motion to table specifies the time at which it will be brought off the table, and she said until there's a policy on members' rights.
And what I'm saying is that...
Well, excuse me. I can entertain clarifications or points of order.
That's what this is, clarification.
Okay, to clarify.
That the paper that you have for structure and governance proposes a mechanism that I believe ends up affecting the proposal on the table, but I would like to leave this evening with a resolution rather than definitely tabling these things. So that's all.
Not
the matter of speaker will be taken up again under this.
Okay, well, at that time, the chair would have to rule whether it's in order or...
I would draw, so that, to facilitate that, I would draw my second, because it would come up anyway. I would draw my second.
Okay, the second has been withdrawn. Is there another...
No, you can.
Second.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to table. Those in favor of tabling to the time which Jan Goodman designated, raise your card.
Another point of clarification.
Okay, all right, we have two. The chair recognizes Israel.
Point of clarification. Is this referring it, tabling it to the whole body or to a committee for appropriate action for the body? Not crystal clear.
It basically was tabling it to the body. At a future...
I think that's a mistake.
Okay. Not and that's a clarification from an open. Sure.
The way it was stated, I believe, is that it's tabled until there's a process. And
that's
literally
right.
Saying that they're going to present a process.
That's right.
So it simply means that by tabling it, it will come up...
We're debating it. Come on, let's just go.
Okay. So the clarifications are all taken care of. Those in favor of tabling this motion... until a process is developed by the board, raise your card. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Opposed. One, two, three, abstentions. One, two, three, four. So among those present and voting, the motion to table passes. It succeeds. This means only that it is tabled until a process is developed by the board, some other process. I'm going to go to the second one, B, listener sponsors on finance and GM. The Redford motion. I believe it was Lydia who was going to. Didn't you say you were going to call them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the sure.
Right. I can't motivate it either. But I can let you know the Radford motion was divided, and a substitute was approved for the first half. I should probably read that before I get to the Radford motion.
Yes,
that
that's
is left.
The
so,
we voted on that.
This is the approved substitute for the first half of the Radford resolution.
Yes.
We've already passed it. Why
are
we doing
this? Let me explain. It was actually not passed in totality, but it was separated.
It was divided.
It was divided, and part of it was passed, but some was left hanging.
This gives context to what's left. So the following was approved. Resolved that the KBFK-LSB calls for the creation of an internship named after Michael Taylor. Resolved that the LSB commit to raising funds for a named Michael Taylor internship on an ongoing basis, and that the availability of this internship be widely broadcast when it is offered. The remaining portion, the other divided part of the Radford resolution, which was tabled, is as follows. Whereas, in recent decades, former KPFK management unfairly banned and fired programmers and producers in a systematic attempt to appeal to a mainstream audience, and whereas this practice not only barred these alternative voices from being heard on KPFK's airwaves, but also alienated and disenfranchised communities of listeners, and whereas Michael Taylor's banning and subsequent violent death have come to symbolize this period of aberration from Pacifica's mission, therefore it is resolved that the KPFK local station board apologizes to those who were banned and fired in opposition to the mission and to those listeners who were thereby alienated from KPFK, and that the KPFK local station board asks all those who were harmed by this practice to forgive KPFK, and that the KPFK local station board assures its listeners that it will oppose such practices in the future, and that the KPFK local station board will make every reasonable effort to remedy the past with efforts to provide programming for listeners disenfranchised by these events, and that the following statement will be read on the air twice a month during drive time broadcast for 1 year and be made available to other programmers and producers to air as they wish. This is quoted, and that will finish the resolution. The KPFK local station board apologizes to those programmers and producers who were banned and fired during prior management in opposition to the mission, and we apologize to those listeners who were alienated from KPFK by these actions. The KPFK local station board assures its listeners that it will oppose such practices in the future and will make every reasonable effort to remedy the past by providing programming for listeners disenfranchised by these events. We ask our listeners and those who were our listeners to keep us vigilant and work with KPFK to help us make amends.
Now, I just want to remind the board that we will discuss this, but the actual vote will not come until after public comment. Jen?
I think that the existence of this resolution is admirable in a number of instances. However, if I were a lawyer representing somebody who got fired, I would be so thrilled because then I could say, look, you know, their own board of directors said that they unfairly fired people and so forth and so on. And so, you know, I mean, the station couldn't even have an argument, basically. So I would be opposed to this motion. I think it just sets up station. I don't think it would be intent of you know, writing a motion to do that, but in terms of the legal ramifications, it's very scary, and I would oppose it.
Okay, now it's Lydia.
Yes, I also have long opposed this particular resolution for the same reason, and I did see an email saying that there was advice to those putting together that resolution that if, as long as the list of men and fire was not included in the resolution, that they were not, that there was no liability. But that is absolutely what went out the window when, in that same explanation that was the case, the writer of this motion said, but if you want to find out who the band is fired on, click here, and then you have the whole list of the band is fired, and in a court of law, where all of your emails are brought to the case, that absolutely says the same thing as if you were to include it in the resolution, so I firmly oppose it. I also happen to know at least one member that is on that list who, even though, yes, it is true that he was banned and fired, but when we went to him to say we can have a demonstration, get him back on the air, like we have one other programmer, he said, no, I really didn't want to be on the air anyway. I'm bored with all of this. I want to do something else. So what I had been saying for years, at the time even when we were involved with the litigation, was that what had to happen at that point was that there had to be a signed testimony from each of these people that we were claiming were banned and fired. You don't know the circumstances, and in court of law, they're going to get the other side. But in some of these instances, and there are others, that didn't happen, which is a separate thing, where perhaps they were looking for reasons outside of that. And so incomplete information, and I strongly oppose that. And I think we should bring resolution to this tonight and not have it sooner on.
All right, thank you. It's now Israel, Ed, and Sherna.
Do you think if there's any pros that you can have a way?
I want to speak on a different another aspect of it.
Okay, I'm taking just routinely. We didn't do 2-for, 2-against. Ed, go ahead. Israel, go ahead.
I'd be happy to yield for the moment to a pro if someone wants
all
to
right.
speak, but otherwise I want to speak.
All right, is there someone speaking for the motion who would like to speak at this time?